Begin the current daf, Masechet is getting daf lama. We begin, test master begins the Gemara, Yibla, Tarkava, the Dinri, did he give her three kava of the normal of Isa and that she was not appeased? Which Taisa explains. I mean, Avakab the last, although he doesn't have, yeah, but still, in terms of the beginning, that doesn't help the fact that you have a claim of what should I do with your Ainis, that doesn't help but getting, but have a get, and if it's going to be a get. That's according to that Lashon of the Gemara. So it's time begin to say, wait a second. What does that mean? Let's say he did give a three kava dinam. I might have a get. Why wouldn't it be a get? But the story tells that Halei Feist, she wasn't appeased. Who cares? Even if he had three kava, maybe she wouldn't be appeased. So the Marie says, no. The Eloi Fayasna Allah, these words that, because if he didn't appease her, Mashmi, that sounds like, meaning, Imloi Atarach Lefayis, some of the Vigal. It means to say, if I don't put in the effort to appease her with something big. But the Avla, if he would have given her, so then he did try to appease him. Tonight, that's his stipulation that he fulfilled. It's not about her being appeased. It's about him doing appeasement. And giving to be kav, but is considered a valid appeasement. It doesn't say anything about that's makir, according to his pshat, his specific makir. Which I says, wait a second. The other madama says it's also a specific case of mazaka. That doesn't say that either. Yeah, but still says, mekamakam nichalei. That madam prefers lokum ibn mazaka to take, say, some of the case of when he was mazakitim, the ayr b'chal kam, because it's still a universal for all kahan. In contrast over here, it's only for the specific makiri kuna. Now, madam mukil ibn makir, on the other hand, that he prefers that, even though he says, oh, mishum ibn mazaka lekutani, or mi'am kav makir nam lekutani, so what does that help? They both don't say, no, mash lein, mafish nalein stam, because when it says, you can be mafish alein, which is unspecific, that sounds like belushim zika. But to say it's Ibn Mazaka, that seems like a big deichik for him. Next test, Master begins with the words of the Gemara that they don't say like the other Mandam, we're not going to say like an individual time. Now, I have the Shmuel, who he's one of those who disagrees, possibly very common to Bamit Sikh Rabbi Yasi. He actually rules in Bamit Sikh Rabbi Yasi, like Rabbi Yasi. So he holds to this a lot, why would he disagree? But still, it's logical to him to explain the halacha of the Mishnah of the Rabbah. Now, you'd be limiting it to Das Yachid. Yeah, he passes like that, rules like that, but there still wouldn't be a reason to say that the Mishnah is like a Das Yachid. Next, that's not the beginning of the Gemara, that he could make up with them that he's going to get back the cheaper price. That we explained the Gemara, the Avgav Delay Pasik, even though he did not make up with them, but it's Kamisha Pasik, it's like as if he made up with them. Moreover, when the Mishnah says Ribbis, that there's no problem about Ribbis, meaning Philip Isaac Harbe, Pachas, Mashar Azal, even if he makes up that time. So even though it's much less, it still doesn't make a difference. It's still not gonna be a problem about getting back more than what he gave, which would potentially be a problem about Ribbis. Makes this matter begin the Gemara Kamash Malam. What it's teaching us is, yeah, I forgot the light possible. Even though he didn't make up, it's like he did make up. So says the time we can say what is our number. That's also obvious. It's not a unique thing over here. The package when actually come over there, mom see that fine base on base on Rabbi Yehuda. He says she have a loy maloy that he could tell him, tell me kaze or tell me ma'aser because he has a claim. He could say give it to me or give me my money back. So everyone's allowed to say this. So why is it specific over here? So on that says the time we can say is no. The hasam over there shall maloy b'shasazel. He actually tells them by the cheaper time where, yeah, it's like, okay, fine. Either give it to me now, I can get the same thing for my money's worth. Even if he's quiet until he goes back up, we wouldn't be able to. Still, we let him get out the Shahazo. He likes to smash the bingo's mother, give him the Leslie. No, here's not a problem, because since if there would be nothing, we wouldn't have to give him Hulu, etc. So it's not a problem about ribbons. I bought the Asarav. This that Rav said, forbidden the Pardisa regarding the orchard Bezu Neshech. Over there, Navan Yimim Alav. Avagav is paid to you. Although that, in other words, what we're asking is that over there, he holds that if someone gave to the owner of the orchard money at the beginning of the year, the condition that all the produce that comes out from the orchard that year is going to be his. According to Rav, that's a problem because of Ribbis. Because since he's giving the money right now, so he's agreeing that he might get back more than what he gives. So in this situation also, it's possible that... That you'll have tiyua, that it's gonna get ruined. So that's also should be the same halacha that should be mutter. No, truth is you're right. Generally we say that's forbidden, but hachi too. Here they say it's specifically permitted. Because you're right, we really just wanted the kind to be able to get a loan. But in general, you're right. That's not enough to be matred. That's not a problem about ribbis. Next is master. We only learned to say about balabais but kain. Balabais cannot back up from the Kohen. The Kohen could get back out from the Balabais. So Tosfos explains. He says, "Afil Rabban and even according to Rabban, the Pligi of Reb Shimon, the description paragraphs over with end of Mendal Menal. Bless who they don't hold that Koshak as a Biyada. Whoever has the money by him Yodel Yoino, he has the upper hand. They don't hold of that. So the question is." So if he doesn't have the upper hand, that essentially means that as long as Mashiach wasn't done, that both of them have equal. So then why can't the Baal back out? So that's just a hocha legara michi lesle leyahav. No, here it's not any less than the halacha that idea that if you have nowhere to give, that you wouldn't have to give. So then. So that's why even the Chacham would agree that in that situation that the Kohen wouldn't have to pay, so he has the upper hand. Or Inami, another part you could say is Kedepirish Bekuntris, like Rashi explains, that the Hachol Behir, the Ein Lay Limshach Mimeniklum, there's nothing for him to do Mashiach on. So Lamatzi Hadda basically can't back out because he already has the money. Whereas the Balabai still has to draw the payers, so therefore the Kohen could back out.